Joined before today's game by head coach Mike Boshi. Coach, last night at Duluth, it just seemed to get away from you there in the first half. Duluth was able to pull away, and the comeback just wasn't there. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, you know, I think we got off to a decent start, at least, you know, like 22-22 or something. And you're right, they had a little run in there where we had a few turnovers and a couple bad shots, and that's all it takes, you know, when you're playing a really good team on the road and you don't have the discipline to do the right things out there. It can get away from pretty quick, and you got to give them a lot of credit. They're talented. They got some guys out there that can really hoop, and you know, we just seemed like we're a little bit in quicksand too, a little bit. You know, I felt like we defended well enough on first shots, but we gave, you know, way too many offensive rebounds. I think we gave up 20 points on no boards, and then when we turned it over, I think we gave up 23 points on turnovers, and that's just too much to give up against a good team, you know, and just makes it really hard.
You had a rebounding edge early and a good size one. You seemed to be able to just limit them to one shot, and then, like you said, suddenly they started going to the boards, and maybe that's where it kind of got away from you.
It did, you know. The turnovers, they're so deflating, you know, and it wasn't just the turnovers where they got the ball and run offense. They're the ones where they go down there, throw the ball off the backboard and hammer it down. They're pick sixes, you know, and in a football analogy, you throw a pick six, it's hard to overcome, and we're doing some of those kinds of things. And but yeah, again, a really good team. I think they had 16 more possessions than us because of that. And even if they only score on half of the possessions, it's just still too much to overcome on the road against a really good team.
And they played a lot of players last night, and of course your bench is pretty short. And do you think this? I think this was the first time I noticed where a team was able to kind of out personnel you, because they just kept running guys in and out, and you have to kind of stick with the same six.
Yeah, I felt so too. I felt like we were just a little a step slow, and you know, I was trying to wonder about that a little bit. Over, does the break affect us a little bit more than it did them with their depth, and they're able to play more guys, and that could be a factor. Because I did feel like we were a step slow. But, you know, even with all of that, if we could have taken care of our business, done our jobs, it would have been a much better game. Maybe a game that we could have stolen.
One bright spot, I thought, is Caden Hart was kind of forced to play in the first half because of foul trouble for Derek Thompson. He came in, he hit a three, offensive rebound, defensive rebound, hustle. Mm-hmm. I thought he really was a bright spot as an extra player for you coming in when you needed him.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. He's been practicing well. He's a very high IQ player. He does a lot of the right things most of the time. And, you know, it was nice to see him get out there and make a shot. You know, he makes them all the time in practice, our guys will tell you. It was nice to see him get out there and make one.
Well, one nice thing about the Northern Sun, if you have a bad night, you only have to wait a few hours to play again. And yeah, Today it is St. Cloud State. What are you expecting from the Huskies?
Well, Huskies are a team that's going to pressure you a little bit. They switch a ton of stuff. They'll put some full court, you know, traps out there on you. They're very, very good in transition, one of the best transition teams in the country. And that's something that we really got to be able to handle. We've got to get guys back. We've got to take care of the ball, because if we do turn it over, it's going to be 2 points for them in a hurry. And you know, but if we're able to get back and defend them in the half court, then I like our chances a lot more. But the transition stuff, it's a very big concern.
This is normally a spot where we might talk about what happened last year when you played them, but their team is so different from last year, that really doesn't apply here, does it? They've got a lot of new faces.
A lot of new faces, a lot of transfers, and a couple of young guys that are really starting to mature quickly as well. And Marshall, you know, a kid that's returning, he's a senior now. He's dynamic, fast, one of the most athletic, quick guards that we'll see in our league. And he poses a lot of problems for a lot of teams.
You mentioned limiting turnovers. What else do you need to do offensively besides get it in the hole?
Yeah, I think defensively we need to make sure that we can contain them and keep them out of the paint. That's what they're at their best, when they can get into the paint. We have to rebound. We have to take care of it. And we just got to have, again, offensive discipline where we actually work the ball, get it inside, and make plays from there. Because we're good when we play inside out. You know, yesterday I didn't feel like we got it inside as enough as I'd like to. You know, Duluth had a little bit to do with that, but, you know, a little bit's just discipline and being patient and working to get good looks.
And I thought there were stretches last night where you went as big as you can go with your six guys. Are we going to see more of that?
Yeah, it's, you know, foul trouble had a little bit to do with that. But we definitely want to play Bader at the three, and that can, you know, make us really big. Yeah, there's just some scenarios out there that cause us to go really big, but, you know, again, St. Cloud, the team I like to get in the paint, penetrate. So it's a battle of the size versus quickness, and we probably could see it a little bit tonight.
And the health of your team coming out of last night's game?
I think we're okay, so knock on wood.
Thanks for your time and good luck.
All right, sounds good, thanks.
Head coach Mike Boshi before today's game. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.